In fact, there was a film called Born on the 4th of July, in which I trained Tom Cruise and Billy Baldwin and Stephen LeGros and some other young actors. And we did the same thing. We took them up into the mountains of Cavite. We isolated them for 2 weeks, and we immersed them. And here's the interesting thing. My best friend and the guy who now is my principal assistant in Warriors Incorporated is a guy by the name of Mike Stokey. In this particular thing, we had to capture the heart of these guys. You know, we needed them to have some emotional touchstone, because that movie was about the emotions that the war evoked and all that sort of thing. So we wanted them to get a bit of an understanding of that. Well, every evening, typically, when we're training in the field, we have a thing called stand down. And stand down is an opportunity for all the actors to gather around, and they can ask any question they want to. Even no matter how minuscule or stupid it may seem, they can ask that question, and we'll give them an honest answer. Well, it was during one of these, toward the end of their training period in the field, we had met two guys who are Vietnam veterans who are also singers and songwriters, and they had a tape called Johnny Comes Marching Home, which was all songs about written about Vietnam and the Vietnam experience. And there's one on there called It Could Have Been Me, which talks about watching your buddy die and thinking at the time, it could have been me. Should have been me, are the words to that song. We played this for them.
You guys ever spend any time in a place called Leech Valley?
Just to give them an emotional touchstone about how you feel. We'd explain to them that, you know, oddly enough, the first thing you feel in combat when your buddy goes down next to you, joy. Unmitigated joy. Because it wasn't you. And then you're ashamed of yourself. Then you carry that hate for yourself because of that moment all your life. Should have been me. Could have been me. And my best buddy died in my arms, and I was happy about it. I was glad about it. And you carry that all your life. Never goes away, not ever. It'll be with you for the rest of your natural days. So we were explaining this to them, that that's part of what a combat veteran carries, a guy who's really been in it. And we played this music. And I watched my buddy, who I've known for 30 years, in combat and out of combat, who is a stoic. The guy is a stoic. Watched him cry. And I knew, not only had it gotten to the kids that we played it for, who didn't have the experience, had only been told about the experience, that had gotten to him, it had broken his heart again 30 years later. And I knew it. And there in the dark, I went up and put my arms around him. And he sighed.
And he told me sometimes he cried. When he thought about how it could have been him the day that old Dixie died. And it could have been me.
It could have been me.
Could have been me.
Lord, it could have been me.
I know, but for the grace of God, that man could have been me.